This is Bird Note. This is a story of how one man's love of a river led him to protect a fishing hole famous for its steelhead trout. In the process, he created a safe haven for trumpeter swans. It's the late 1970s in Washington State. Bulldozers have begun mining gravel on the banks of the most productive steelhead fishing spot on the Snohomish River. This raises the ire of Bob Harriman and his local sportsman's club. They take on Dave Beck Jr., head of the mining company and son of the Teamsters Union president. Bob recalls Beck saying, "This is a gravel operation. If it's a fight you want, we're going to give it to you." Undaunted, Bob went from agency to agency, challenging Beck's mining permit. Then he engaged the nearby Tulalip tribes.
I went to the Tulalip headquarters and I said, "They're ripping up the river at Thomas Sassetti."
The tribe took Beck to court and won. Next, Bob worked with the county to create a protected area, a 343-acre park that includes a lake where swans now gather at night.
They love that spot because it's sheltered, you know, and they're kind of safe in there, and they got the bank there on one side, and they need a big flyway.
Now, on a winter evening, flight after flight of trumpeter swans returns to the Bob Harriman Wildlife Park, a haven for fish, fishermen, and swans. Today's show brought to you by the Lufkin Family Foundation.